Every week, right about this time, offer the show up. You know, if you got an issue, you can message us on Facebook. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, we're not qualified to give really great advice, but we have smart people that listen, and we have microphones, and it's free.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So walk us through kind of the scenario, the issue that you were having that you wrote us on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I just want to write, you know, I love my wife. We have a great relationship together, but the one kind of sore spot in our relationship is that we don't really sleep well together, like literal just sleeping.
Like, I was gonna say, wait, what is this, like some sort of weird sexual thing?
No, just actual sleeping.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Why, like, what do you mean?
Well, I don't sleep well. I always wake up in the middle of the night because my wife snores very loudly.
Okay.
Like a buzzsaw.
Oh. Do you not snore? Is it just her?
Well, if I do, it doesn't wake her up.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it, you know, it's gotten to the point where I just, you know, I can't sleep at all. I kind of get anxious about it because I know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so the thing that I've kind of been thinking about, and we heard another couple of a friend of ours that they sleep in separate beds each night.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm kind of wondering if that's like what we need to do so I can get a better night's sleep.
Have you talked to her about this?
Well, she was there. I don't think she knows that I've actually like taking it seriously. She knows that I do kind of have a hard time sleeping, but I don't know if she would think that that would be a good option.
You'd obviously have to sleep in a whole nother room so you're not hearing the snoring. That would break her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can still share a bed together when we need to.
All right, then. Hey,
and then just get a good night's sleep, you know?
Okay.
I think that would be fine.
And then leave.
You don't think she would be on board?
No, I think she might take it, you know, personally and think that I'm, you know, doing a sleep divorce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Safe assumption.
Well, we're already getting a bunch of text messages. So if you've got a sec to kind of hang out and, you know, you can hear how people suggest you approach this with your wife.
Yeah, that would be great. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man.
A bunch of people are already texting in just saying she could seriously have something medically going on with her with that snoring.
And she probably doesn't really fully understand to the extent that it's disrupting his sleep.
Another text that says, hey, what the heck? They've got inventions nowadays to fix this issue. No need to be in another room. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, from what I've heard, too, those are not, like, super comfortable and or cute.
Yeah, let's
say it like that.
Are we worried about our attractive level when we're all sleeping?
I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, I see both sides of this. And to be honest, like for the past week, I've been sleeping down in the basement because I've been sick. And that's kind of what we do. When one of us is sick, we go sleep in separate spots so the other can get some sleep and that kind of thing. So we do that on special occasions. And I can kind of see, but most of the time, like my husband doesn't sleep well if I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets cranky because of that.
Another text, suck it up, Buttercup.
Oh,
all right.
Hey. All right.
Chris texted and says, hey, talk with the wife, have her go to the doctor and man up. It's for the better or worse. Just deal with it.
Listen,
all right.
There is nothing manning up about not getting good sleep.
All right.
That affects everything.
Yeah, this is true. A lot of people are suggesting via text and on Facebook, she needs to look at a CPAP machine. Saved my marriage, LOL.
Wow.
Another text from a listener. I don't snore, and I'm single, so my advice might not even be worth anything. But isn't there a snoring pillow? When it detects snoring, it adjusts the human so they stop, and isn't it supposed to wake them up?
What?
Ashley says, try that.
Never heard of that, but I want to buy it.
Trish says, earplugs. And have her get a sleep study. Don't wreck your marriage. My husband snores like a hibernating bear. All right.
Wow.
Kristen kind of relates, says, you know, maybe she needs a CPAP. LOL, my fiance uses one. I sleep in a different room and it stinks, but I'd rather get a good night's sleep than suffer.
Do they have those that are like smaller now? Because I've seen them and they're like Darth Vader masks.
Yeah, they kind of look like Darth Vader masks.
I wonder
masks
how
for sure.
anyone can fall asleep with that thing on your face.
Another text. My husband and I sleep separately because I snore awful. We have conjugal visits and then peace out. All right, you do what you got to do, I guess, right?
Katie texted, record her, and then she'll understand.
Oh, now see, wow. That so feels that is. Very
That's
like,
an attack.
Yeah.
Andrew, the love doctor, always calls us for free therapy. What's up, Andrew?
How y'all doing? A couple things this guy needs to do. First, have a talk with his wife, simple. Maybe she goes to the doctor, yeah. Earplugs, maybe will work. They're invasive. One thing he cannot do, he's got to try everything else before they start to sleep in separate rooms, and here's why. When you start to do that, you start to not only get comfortable being apart from your spouse at night, you start to get comfortable being apart from her during the day as well. So that can cause relationships to drift, and to drift, it's not a subconscious thing. They don't realize they're doing it. So he's got to try everything he can to make that work before he goes the route of doing the whole bed thing separate. Yeah, I don't recommend that, but that's just me.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because I was kind of thinking that is going to kind of lead them down the path of becoming more like roommates. And that
Absolutely.
Can't be solid for the marriage.
No, not solid for the marriage. I don't know if they've got kids, but then kids react to that. And why is daddy sleeping in another room?
Right.
And it brings up a whole lot of other stuff, guys. That connection at night, like Kelly said earlier, when your spouse isn't there, you don't sleep as well.
Yeah.
And it's a natural, physical, emotional connection. You need that. So he's got to try everything he can to get that fixed.
Andrew, the love doctor, you always have the best advice. Thank you.
Love you, guys. Keep
love you.
Running.
All right, see you, buddy.
Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Steph texts in and says, put a clothespin or duct tape over her mouth.
Listen, that's
wow,
too aggressive.
That sounded a bit aggressive.
That's aggressive.
That's how you kill her.
That's aggressive. We need her to breathe.
Just do that.
Okay.
All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can. 502-571-9970 on text or Facebook, Twitter, @BenAndKellyShow.